Brian Stats, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Mr. Corey, how are you?
Hey, I'm Brian Statsy, and how are you?
Suffering. Under enough stress and suffering.
I have a verse for you, but go ahead.
No, we need our nice Prime Minister to open up some more and let people get some bread in the mouth.
Mm-hmm. Last time we opened,
yeah,
right, coming on the end of the year, right, it was about a day before All Year's Night. You see what happened? Right. And then, see what happened? You had to go and close down, make things even worse.
What? No, she had to. Mm-hmm. She had to close down the night before All Year's Night because you had certain people out that shouldn't be out too.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yes, they had all kinds of things going on. So I don't know what you want them to encourage it even more.
So I was going to discuss this with you tomorrow because I had to start to discuss about this.
No, it's Brian Stats. You know, when you call here, you should be able to tell me anything.
But no, we ain't got freedom. Brian Stats ain't got no freedom of speech.
Hey, man, you could try.
Need to get some freedom of speech on Brian Stats so people can really.
I agree with you, especially because you got to change a few laws first because I always say we just play a real thing, you know. And what make it worse for me is listening to calling radio around the world in the Caribbean. Yeah. And then, oh my goodness, boy, we send the school. Philippians 4:6.
Stop this foolishness and let people hear the views. Need to stop this foolishness. I listen to programs overseas too.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I know when I sit down and hear people expressing this, I say, well, back down Barbados where he's a prisoner.
But sometimes them is go overboard too, you know. It's easy for me to say so. Because one of the things I realize, you see, when people that are, it's quite well known, people about here is quite popular, right? People that are well known. It's got a lot of stick, right? Sometimes rightfully and sometimes wrongfully. Because people that well know can't be the only people that are doing things. But then people that get the licks, the stick, the pull down, the slander and all kind of thing. And I mean, some is be fairly thing and some, and that's why we got to be careful. You get where you're coming from?
Yeah.
But I want to share with you before you go any further. Pull up. Hand break.
Let me hit these street quick ones here.
No, again, you want. My daily bread was... No, again, you're saying, but again, you're saying first. My daily bread this morning was Philippians 4:6-7. And it says, this we will guard our hearts and mind with the peace of Christ. Second, the apostle encourages us, our attention to be focused on the things that are true, pure, lovely, admirable, and praiseworthy.
Let me say amen to that. You know a little gospel.
Yes. That's a special good morning to Peter. Whenever I talk about scripture, I say, hey, Peter, sure he messaged me, right?
Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome, Peter. Go ahead. Lay down your 3 points there quick.
Yes. Now, Mr. Corey, there have certain nurseries in this little island to which I was made to understand. The parents who accompany these children to go to these nurseries, they pay a sum of money, and sometimes these monies cover for the bank holiday. For example, you know, the bank holiday, they pay a straight money, and the money included inside the bank holiday as well.
Mm-hmm.
The problem here is, Mr. Corey, is that I was made to understand that the proprietors of these nurseries, they don't share none of that by all the money with the workers.
Mm.
Now, Mr. Corey, you and I know that something there smells funny. That is not nice enough. That is not nice at all. These are people who are getting you richer. They're doing lots of work for you. They're working their heart out for you. Mm-hmm. And so on. Come on, treat these people with a little dignity. Treat them with little dignity. Don't look for all for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What
do
you think about that?
No, I'm glad you let me come in on that. That way, anyway, one of the things we were talking about yesterday with the minimum wage, with companies making a lot of money, and on the other end, the people who are actually bringing in the money for you, actually putting it in the pocket and getting you, net skin to nothing, as they would say.
And selfishness, crabbishness.
Right. Greed. Human condition number one. Greed,
and you don't get in the way with it.
No, there's another side to this. the investor, the business owner or whoever, made their sacrifice, get their investment, may face the bank with the loan and so on. And they say, when I up at night, you know, I got to worry about, they say I got to worry about if it's shut down, I got to bear the, if there's losses, so I should be able to benefit from the profit. So there's another side to this. Everything, there are multiple sides. Sometimes we just want to look at one side. My thing is, and I love it, you know, through the middle. In all things, let there be moderation. At the end of the day, yes, if you put up the most, you plant the seed, you water it and so on, yes, you must get your return. But at the same time, the income gap is something that we got to keep our eye on. One of the things that Barbados has prided itself on through the years is the fact that we didn't used to have this wide income gap like a lot of other places where you got some really, really rich people and some really, really poor people. We had a lot of people in the middle. And that's something we got to keep our eyes on, make sure people growing all the time. So workers got to pay more, they got to be productive, but owners and employers, I think, will be less greedy, less selfish, and share the wealth some more. Everybody be happy. Yeah, I sound idealistic. Well, too bad. That is what I think it should be.
And Corey, if these proprietors are clever people, smart people, they shall know that if you treat a worker nice, mm-hmm. a worker should only dish out one thing to you.
Mm-hmm.
Good productivity. Good productivity. If a worker knows, well, hey, look, my boss is getting the vacation. These people that were in the children here are paying him vacation money as well. And my boss not giving me a little drink of that vacation money. Be honest with you. You know, you read the Bible this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest with you within your own self, Corey. Do you think those workers is going to be 100% productive with you in your business? The answer to that is no.
Correct. Some of them, because they're desperate for work, and one of the fears coming out of COVID. Listen, no. When fears are coming out of COVID, everybody looking for a job. You know, before jobs was zero before COVID, that minus now, right? We think people, what can happen? You desperate for a job. When they tell you hold on an extra 2 hours there, you can tell me no. You can't go find a work nowhere. So that's for some unscrupulous employers. Some employers actually look at their employees as family and treat them well. So we got to look at both sides of this all the time. Before you go quickly, you were saying to open up the place. You understand?
Yeah.
What would you open at this time and what would you leave closed?
You want me to be quite to be.
No, let you catch yourself first.
You want no. This is a difficult question for me, man. You want me to be real frank with this?
Of course. When you get on the brass tacks,
ram shops is not a necessity.
Oh. You save yourself.
Okay, ram shops. Number one.
Okay. I asked you what to open. You tell me what. I know I wanted both, to be fair, but I want you to tell me first what to open up first. Got anything things closed already?
Come on. I would give those nice, beautiful ladies who works very hard, the saloon ladies, you know, a lot of them have their businesses in town,
mm-hmm.
have the rent to pay, mm-hmm. and so on. These ladies are poor. These from the poor, mm-hmm. poor, lower class workers, you know, and they're trying to make a name for themselves.
I can say this on thing. I agree with you. I would like to see the places that can operate safely operating, but we be our worst enemy. I remember advocating for these small shops early in the game, and I was like, you know what, people going to come, especially people go by a window and come out. And then because I was conscious of it, when it was moving around, I was looking. This was the week, you know, we got a week before we shut down. You would think, and I remember the Prime Minister saying, get all the effort going on all now. She said so, you know.
Yes.
Driving around, looking at these people in the shops the week before. And I can't remember passing a shop where people was observing anything. People sitting down, drinking, doing this. I'm like, oh my goodness, these people making bar for themselves. And then can come and come. These be our worst enemy. You understand what I mean? If we could be, if we could act responsibly, and the people that making the decisions could see that, and then you said they're treating me like children, but in the grand scheme of things, when you're dealing with a country, like almost if you're dealing with a family, you understand what I mean? If we could do the right things and demonstrate. And then the other thing is, the people that are not doing it is the people we need to target. Sometimes too many times we target everybody.
Yes.
So there are a few people out there doing, you know, the wrong thing. We can open the whole society. Deal with the people that breaching, man. Anyhow, line shit. There we go. Line the plane, there we go.
I'll leave out the next one for another day, but let me make my last point.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, we had, I better make this other point. Let me leave out that one and make this other one. I could leave this one for another day. All right, Corey, we got here in this country a company called the FTC. I guess you heard of the FTC. Every day, I guess you just hear about it, right? Mm-hmm. Fair Trading Commission, right? Corey, I want to ask you, what role, how effective is the FTC is towards companies like Digicel? How effective? Mm-hmm. You answer that, and then I can tell you why you asked that.
I, to be honest, I don't know how effective, and if I try to answer, it would be thing. But what I do know is sometimes there are things happening behind the scenes. When we do special programs with these companies, sometimes they bring their statistics, sometimes they bring key studies to show that, you know, behind the scenes, this would, and not only with these companies, a lot of companies. So maybe they should publish some of the things that happened and some of the things that they addressed in the past to make sure that the public has an awareness of what it is they do. But one of the things that you must be aware of is the FTC doesn't deal with cellular issues. You understand? So that may be one of the issues too as well.
So therefore, Mr. Corey, mm-hmm. who is there to represent poor people mm-hmm. monies when it comes to dealing with glamorous companies like this company I just mentioned to you?
I think their landline fall on. Remember, they were doing the rate increase. It fell on. And the thing is, remember, they wanted to charge us per minute. And they got to do that really and truly through another way, because more people use cell phone than landlines. So they kind of went that idea, but nobody really wasn't really paying attention to that.
Mr. Corey, for example, typical example, if I call your phone, Corey phone, Mr. Corey phone, a voicemail, I get Corey, you know. Mm-hmm. I want to call Corey to discuss something really important with Corey. I get Corey, my voicemail clicking. Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Corey. Mm-hmm. I'm unavailable. Well, Corey, I get you.
Correct.
The money should be kind of my money.
Again, consumer culture. They do it to...
Consumer culture,
if I do it to 90,000 people and you won't come here and complain, we care about you. You spending anyway.
It's true, though.
You get reckoned for that what's happened.
So I need looking at that, though.
I can tell you something, right? Let me tell you this here quickly, and then I'll let you think. There's a colleague of mine who actually worked in that field as an attorney and so on, and she was sharing with me some of the things that they ought to do, because she was an attorney for and against these companies, so she knows the inside and the out, right? And I was not getting the service as I should, and I call and they said, okay, I can take care of you. You understand? Because you, meaning me, and I can shut up, right? Mm-mm, I can't even talk about it. And they actually changed some of the things since then. I just put it out, because I don't want to put the person name out there and put the person in jeopardy, right? But I just put out there to show you something, how these people operate. There's a number of services that everybody's supposed to be getting on their phone for free. They are not. You understand the change? No. But these are things that they've not been living up to, because they're allowed to get away with it. Make your last point.
All right, Corey, my last point. Now, recently in our waters, we spotted two sharks that were about 8 feet in length. I am very astonished, Corey, to see that, you know, we ain't getting no more footage. No one comes out and let us know if our waters is safe to swim in. No one from the marine life come out and say, well, look, why these water sharks were in our waters. You know, we ain't getting a highlight about this afterwards. And I am a little disturbed about that. I feel as swimmers, you know, swimmers should be relieved, you know, to swim. You know, they should feel comfortable swimming. We should be told.
But call for it now. Don't be only disappointed. Call for it now. Call for fisheries, coastal zone. Somebody call them right now. They're listening. Call them out.
Well, I want no come to the ear. Mm-hmm. The program's not going to bug them. Come, correct. You all are experts. You're experts in those fees. Come and see something. You know, 8 foot shark is not a little bit of shark. Corey.
You're right.
That's a big shark, man. Mm-hmm. 8 foot shark is not a small fish. Come and say to the public, well, so these sharks were in our water, because maybe, you know, you ain't going to be specific, but tell me something. Maybe a certain reason they were there and so on, right. You know.
Correct.
Nobody say anything, you know.
Well, you call for it, let me be and see.
I want some clarification on it. Yeah.
Stay tuned. You know, we got a lot of sharks out here for a while, but yeah. Brad Stats, good morning, you on the air. I'm actually here some getting some information. I was really Rubis. I'm gonna double check that. Rubis is my company personally, so I'm a supporter of Rubis. So I can double check that and make sure I can bring that information for you. Brassats, good morning. Somebody hit that water call. Brassats, good morning, you're on the air. Good morning and welcome. First we had water, then we had air, we got fire next. We try again, Brassats, good morning. Let me take the opportunity to read the WhatsApp here quickly. Good morning, Corey. I would love to call into Brassats, but I don't have a landline. I guess that is why a lot of people like me have to WhatsApp their message. One thing I want to speak on is the care package. Don't think for a moment that 60,000 people got a package. I know at least 5 people that got more than one package and bragged about it. I called the hotline dealing with the packages and had to give my name, address, telephone number, how many people in the house, and how many people are working. When the truck came to my gap, where my relatives live, they had a BDF truck along with 2 long-based Daihatsu trucks. Corey, they give to whosoever will, even the, in quotation mark, paros. Do you know what they will do with a care package? I can tell you, they will sell everything in the box. After they passed my home, I wasn't there, but my relatives were. They went to the bottom of the gap in the neighborhood, to my neighbor, who is a pastor, who lives alone. He got one. Do you know that the next day, the trucks came back from another end of the gap, and the pastor took another package? This is how we are as a people. It goes on. It's a very, very long WhatsApp, and I'm sorry that you can call. And I think we, as we celebrate 40 years and we come into the 21st century, we're going to find ways to accommodate people like you to make sure that the program is representative of a wide cross-section of people. Now, this is an individual case that is highlighted, and it's one that I've heard on a number of occasions, which speaks to some of the flaws within the system. Scanning through the email, one of the things I encourage people to do is also to say to me, how would you propose fixing this exact problem? A lot of people stuck on the beginning part, which was the registration, but we've highlighted that doing it that way was just a logistical nightmare, and we would have really preferred for someone to get 2 or 3 than for many people to get none. And that way we would have had to get the things out, especially the perishables. But that is not a takeaway from the point that there are the reports of people getting multiple packages and bragging about it. To me, that is, yes, a flaw in the system, but more so a flaw in humanity. And we need to be able to do something about that. Hey Corey, I would like to know whether the minimum wage applies to nurses working at nursing homes. Is it fair to be working a day shift for $40 and a night shift for 10 hours for the same 40 hours? Is it right to go on 4 weeks vacation without pay and get vacation pay when you go back out to work? We need help as well. Oof. This one says, the young people are doing the surveys, were escorted by the defense force. Couldn't the hampers been distributed by them as well? They are going house to house. That's a suggestion. That's one I would need to think through. And the persons at the logistical end would have to say whether, woo, that's a good idea. That could have worked. Or that kind of work because. I can try to get through as many of these as possible as we head towards the regional. What is the number to call the station again? I'm not getting through. 434-1790. 434-1790. As I try to push through these. This one says, good morning. This is my second time messaging. I have been home from March 25th, 2020. My husband isn't working also. It is very hard for us. We have a 12-year-old son. We were given until the end of February to leave. I asked for an extension to the end of the month. My reason for messaging is to show the reality for people. We have nowhere to go, no family, we've got nothing. I have $130 Digicel bill per month, $110 for light, rent is $800 plus food. I am right now typing in tears. Our home services are off, an outstanding balance of $126. My son now can't attend classes. Okay, luckily for us, we have the contact number for this person and we can reach out to them directly. But of course, we need solutions to reach other persons in that situation as we continue to grapple with the economic, medical, and social challenges of COVID-19. Good afternoon. My name is Corey Lane, and this is the Wednesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Give us a call, 434-1790. 434-1790. During the break, I'm trying to read as many of your WhatsApps as possible, and then I would try to summarize them so that I can put as many of the issues that you want to share out there as possible. Okay? Good afternoon. Well, good afternoon and welcome. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Corey.
Hey, good afternoon. What an honor and pleasure to hear you.
Thank
you're
you.
You're laughing.
Good afternoon to the listeners. Corey, you know when the fogging van coming around, right?
Mm-hmm.
The advertising on the area, on the radio, when the fogging coming into your neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
with the care package van, it should have been done like that to let people know, advertise it on the radio and media, to let people know that the care package will be in this area on this date. Mm-hmm. So people will have known and stop home.
Agreed, but it should be home. Confusion. I don't know what's stopping home. Remember, we're on pause, so it should be home.
On pause, right.
So okay, it should be home. I want to put two things to you. Every time an idea comes, I want to give you kind of like what the discussion might have been behind the scenes. Because as I admit, I wasn't behind the scenes in this one as much as in the previous programs. So, advertising. Now, just like Uncle Mark say, mm-hmm. you could have had people going from Hinesbury Road, going to Chalky Mount to collect. Whereas if you advertise, you may get more of that. What do you say to that part?
How you mean more of what?
So, for instance, I advertising that I coming down by the van coming down by you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can leave where I live and I can come down by you and try to get because I know it going down there. So that may be a disadvantage of advertising it where it's going to be. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, I will go with, like, who name, the first thing that will start first. The name, taking the name, your ID number, and mm-hmm. so on the list.
Right. So you're trying to get out 60,000 packages within a week so things don't spoil. And it's a lot of people to get to in 1 week. You got limited transport and so on. So by doing that, it's taking too long. And you will not get to the people. People will go hungry. So you decide to, you know, try to speed it up. What are your thoughts on that?
Next thing I will do, okay, as I advertise, I will go to each house and deliver.
But that's what they end up doing.
Yeah, but still, people come from other mm-hmm. neighborhoods and come into the neighborhood and receive care packages.
Right.
You should have go to each house.
That's what they were doing.
People that come into the truck.
Right. What I understand, people told me, because I didn't see any of the trucks or anything like that.
Okay.
What they told me, people, they would say, go back to your door. So that you won't have people. And then in some cases, some say come to the van one by one. But some people were saying, go back to your door. And that's a good way to do it too, unless a neighbor train or somebody in the neighborhood trying to mm-hmm. get the people to fool for you. Because if you don't live in the area, you will not got a door to go back to. You understand? So that's why I like that methodology. The other thing is people were saying, you know, we should deploy the postal workers. We should do the ads, like you said, et cetera, et cetera. But remember, it's like almost like emergency. So you don't got time to sit down and draft this, draft that. Because before you do an ad, you got to draft it out. Somebody got to prepare it, et cetera. And so the thing is, you got to do this large thing in a fast time with limited resources. Now, remember, these are not, if people listen with partisan ears or other kind of ears, they will hear it as excuses. But what you're actually mm-hmm. doing is pulling back the curtain for some people to see what's going on behind the scenes. Because some of y'all may be even got better ideas than the people sitting on in committee, you know. So you may be able to say, well, you could do it this way or that way, and I want to give people the opportunity. As the governed, we must be given the opportunity to speak to the governing. So any other idea you come up with, you want to share where that is concerned, it is greatly appreciated because I think we got to work together. And I'm sure you hear your compliments. I didn't get to hear when you commented the fact that you got and you were satisfied.
Yes.
I thank you for that. You're a very objective person, a very decisive person.
When somebody gets something, you always say thank you.
So what happened to the other 60,000 people? You get where you're coming from. But let me ask you this, though. In terms of the constitutional rights, you're a good person to ask this, too. Are you aware of your constitutional rights? And you know, like, if, for instance, there were to change a law and it affected it, would you know? Are you really aware of your constitutional rights?
I don't know everything. That was on the radio, like, brass that got somebody coming on the program and let me know all constitutional rights.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you don't know everything.
On the computer, too, as well. People can download it and read. I started to do it because I realized that, me too, you know, I watch a lot of TV and you hear about these constitutional rights overseas, and those are not the same constitutional rights here. Some of them are similar because they're built on bills on the same system, but I think that we should really read and know our rights. And the funny thing about it too is that a lot of police sometimes even confide in me that they don't know every law or know the laws. And the thing is, if you got to enforce a law and you don't know it, you have problems. You understand what I mean? So I think that we all need to educate ourselves in terms of the laws of our country. It's tedious. We ain't going to be lawyers, but we should at least got an idea.
Well, but I still feel somebody should come on the radio and still, you know.
Like, no, I agree. A constitutional specialist.
A little piece every day telling you about your constitutional right.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because somebody go to the back door and you don't know about them.
No, I agree.
That is about bringing on somebody and let the public know, because everybody don't have a computer, everybody don't have
internet. It's true. And everybody can't read and understand, because comprehension is a real, we don't understand it. You know, a lot of people read, but they don't understand what they're reading. A wise man won't say, you know, you read the first time for you read the first time for style, read next time for form and content, a different thing. So, but most people just glance over, they don't read, they don't take in what they're reading. You understand? Sometimes I normally read something twice to fully understand it. Because sometimes even the flow of sentence structure, etc., can throw you off. So it's basically to encourage Barbadians to read more and try to comprehend what if it's wanting or like to get out of this program, not today, but today and beyond, is to encourage Barbadians to read more and try to understand and think for yourself and not just be guided by every negative comment that you hear because you life miserable and you want to make other people life miserable too. You know, some misery loves company. Anyhow, thank you very much.